Simon Reish Chav Zayin, entitled Birchas Hazikin. The first sif says as follows, in the middle of it. Val Ra'adas Ha'aretz Ve'al Ha'barakim Ve'al Ha'ramim. That when it comes to thunder, lightning, as well as Ra'adas Ha'aretz, the shaking of the earth, earthquake. So he says, this is the Mechaber. We don't necessarily hold, we don't pass like this. Al Kol Echad Me'elu Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Echad Me'chalom Osem Ma'aseh Bereishis. So it sounds like the bracha that you're supposed to say on thunder, as well as lightning, should both be the same bracha, osem ma'aseh bereishis. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is not what we do. Ba'olam nohagin, that our universal custom is avarich al habarakim osem ma'aseh bereishis, that in fact, when it comes to lightning, that bracha is the blessing that is recited. However, bi'al haramim shekochu gvaraso moli olam. When it comes to the hearing of thunder, the powerful sounds, we make the bracha Shekocha Gvaraso Moli Olam. Mishnah Berurah says that the nature, what exactly does this bracha mean? So, skipping a few lines in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that the meaning is Baruch HaNosin Koach LaHateva, that Hashem gives this power to nature, Laharos Koach Yotze Bereishis, to in turn to be able to learn from nature around us, to be able to understand the creation of the world, and its ultimate purpose is Kadesh Yiru Milafonav, in order that we should fear Hashem. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein Mistaber, it's logical that the bracha for thunder, unlike the words of the Mechaber, the bracha should be Shekocha Gvaraso Moli Olam. She'al Yidei Ha'ra'am, because when a person hears this powerful sound, Nira Gvaraso Shel Kodesh Baruch Yosi Mibavarak, it's something which shows more strength than just the flashing sights of lightning. However, the truth is, since the Mechaber does point this out, both of them do allude to Ma'aseh Bereishis, to Hashem's creating things, and therefore, technically, the bracha also for thunder could be also Ma'aseh Bereishis. Never, he says, interestingly enough, Al-Kain, Im Shamaram V'Rabara Ke'echad. Let's say you saw and heard the lightning and the thunder at the same moment. So do you say two brachos? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mevorech bracha achas. Dehainu osem ma'aseh bereishis al shneihem. You should say the bracha osem ma'aseh bereishis on both of them. And he says the only time you would say Shekocha Gvaraso Moli Olam, when a person would hear the thunder, is if it was not simultaneous. It didn't happen at the precise moment. Furthermore, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that when it comes to this bracha does not have to be said standing up. Although he does mention that l'chatchila, preferably those who are medaktik, those who are careful in doing mitzvos, that they would stand when it comes to any bracha of shevach and hodah. But certainly it's not necessary for one to have to do so. Continuing in the Mechaber, he says as follows. What does this mean? You have to say a bracha, if you hear light, you hear and see lightning and thunder, you have to say the bracha hundreds of times? No. This is the halacha. It says, Kol zman shelo nispazur ha'avim. If you look in the sky, and it's a cloudy day, as the morning began, nifter b'vracha achas. You only say one bracha, and even if thunder is heard numerous times, and lightning keeps flashing through the sky numerous times, you only say it the one time, and that's it. You shouldn't say it more than that. However, nispazur ben barak, levarach, ben ram, ram sarach las levarach. If the clouds disperse, and now the clouds come back, and there's another storm, then you would once again say the bracha, or brachos. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'davke heichas d'hashamayim nitaru b'zaku l'gamri, bein barak l'barak." It has to be that the sky had to have been completely cleared up. V'yachar kach niskadru hashamayim b'ovin. Then all afterwards, the sky became all tied up with clouds. V'shama od kol ram uvarak. He says it's only when it's 100% a different storm, but not that it's still cloudy, but the thunder seems to have stopped for a certain amount of times, and there's no lightning in the sky. There has to be that the clouds have dispersed, and then only afterwards a second bracha potentially could be recited. However, the Mishnah Berurah cites an interesting Yerushalmi over here. He says, the davka b'osa yom, that this restriction of saying an additional bracha on one storm is only if you are on the same day. If you're stuck with a lot of rainy days, which just continue one after the other. then perhaps you could still say more than one bracha. But yom acher, if it's the second day already, b'chol gavna, in all situations, sarach lachsel baruch, you do need to say another bracha. So it doesn't matter. If it's the second storm, if it's another day, then you should say a second bracha. What does it mean, another day? So does that mean by shkia? So 10 minutes before sunset, there's a storm, you say a bracha, then right after shkia, you should say another bracha? That's not what it means. The Piskei Tshuvos explains, what does it mean another day? He says it's very similar to Berachas HaTorah. Now when it comes to Berachas HaTorah, the way in which a person is required to have to say the bracha the next time, the next day, is Shishinas Keva. When a person has a permanent sleep, which he explains is at least 30 minutes during the nighttime, that's considered to be a hesek in order to say another Berachas HaTorah. And similarly, when it comes to the requirement of saying another bracha for lightning and for thunder, also it has to be that it went through the entire evening and you slept during that evening. Then the next day, if it's the same storm, then you can make another bracha. However, let's say, for example, the Piskei Tshuvos explains, in the morning you said the bracha, and it's the storm all the way into late in the evening, but you're still wide awake. Or for that matter, even if you took a nap during the day, that does not constitute as a shinas keva. That's not considered to be a permanent sleep, and a bracha would not be said. So it's only, this leniency of the Yerushalmi is only in a situation where the night has went by and you slept, and you wake up the next morning, or whatever that means, some amount of sleep, then you can wake up, and if it's still the same storm, you can say a separate bracha. Let's see the last halacha, which will wrap this concept up, this halacha up. Hayoshev beveis hakise, person's in the bathroom. V'shama kol ram ora barak, and you hear something, see, through a window, whatever, and a bracha typically should be said, but here you are in a place where bracha should not be recited. So what do you do? Can't say a bracha there. If you can get out within Tochdei Dibor, which is enough time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, just a couple of seconds, then get out and say it. And if not, then you should not leave. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses, of course, it has to be where your hands are still clean. But the point that the Mishnah Berurah makes, which is worthwhile noting, is that we see clearly from this halacha that the bracha has to be said within Toch Kedei Dibor of it being heard or seen. That's what he says, because the requirement of being able to say the bracha is only if you can get out of the bathroom enough time before Toch Kedei Dibor, which implies, again, let me just conclude with the Mishnah Berurah, it calls that Nishma Deshir Bracha Sh'al Ramim Barakim, when it comes to thunder and lightning, the measurement is Dafka Bechtei Dibor. You only have those couple of seconds. If a couple of seconds went by and you realize, oh, you know what, I'm supposed to say a bracha, or you run to get a sitter, and that takes you more than a second or two, you no longer make a bracha, at least on that thunder, that lightning. Of course, you hear it again or see it again, then you can make a bracha.